Passage B. Retro Fashion. Retro was first made fashionable in the mid-1970s by French writers who commented on the trend for artists, designers, television producers, and filmmakers because they looked back to the past for inspiration and wanted to revive the styles of the recent past. Now it refers to a culturally outdated or aged style, trend, mode, or fashion from the overall postmodern past, which has since that time become functionally or superficially the norm once again. Retro fashion is a clothing style which consists in wearing clothes commonly used in the past. This way of clothing often includes garments and accessories that are characteristic of such times. And many people use them in an exaggerated way and in combination with current clothing. Examples are leather handbags from the 50s, lace collar, chiffon scarves, fedoras, the skinny tie, and so on. However, retro is a much debated term, stemming from the late 1960s concept of retro chic, developed by the Paris avant-garde. Retro fashion embraced the use of revival or period styles from certain countercultural examples of alternative consumerism. Although retro chic began as an impromptu anti-fashion, it soon blossomed into a profitable commercial style known by fashion critics as the nostalgia industry. Retro became associated with a playful postmodern nostalgia, where the past was used as a storehouse of fashion. Designs and styles were used without sentimentality or discrimination. The aura of a previous style inspired revelry more than reverence. Retro was a form of pastiche, less concerned with historical context than with the fashionable and hip qualities of pastness. It can thus be defined as a process of scripting history into nostalgic narratives of the chic and trendy. For critics like Frederick Jameson, retro suggests a profound lack of invention. For others, it represents an iconic return to a past with a new and creative label. Nonetheless, nowadays the cycle of fashion design frequently turns to history for inspiration, and garments closely resembling original vintage or antique clothing are manufactured. An example of this is the simple slip dresses that emerged in the early 1990s and were based on undergarments of the 1930s. These styles are generally referred to as vintage style and serve as a convenient alternative to those who admire an old style but prefer a modern interpretation. Last but not the least, it is also necessary to clarify the meaning of two terms, retro and vintage. Originally, vintage denotes some new or second-hand garments originating from a previous era, sometimes as a more elegant-seeming euphemism for old clothes. Generally speaking, clothing which was produced before the 1920s is referred to as antique clothing, and clothing from the 1920s to 1980s is considered vintage. Retro, short for retrospective, usually refers to clothing that imitates the style of a previous era. At times, they can be used interchangeably in the fashion field, though they differ in some ways.